Welcome to Tesla's Temple to Tech with your host, Mark Alessi. Tune in every Sunday morning from 8:45 to 9 a.m. on 1100 WHLI to learn more about innovation on Long Island through the amazing vision of the Tesla Science Center at Wardenclyffe.
Welcome to Tesla World Radio. This is Mark Alessi. I'm the executive director of the Tesla Science Center at Wardenclyffe. Where's Wardenclyffe, you ask? It's Shoreham, New York. Over 100 years ago, it was called Wardenclyffe. A gentleman named James Warden bought 2,000 acres out in what is now Shoreham, New York, and wanted to create near the train line, because there was a train on the North Shore that stopped at Shoreham and actually ended in Wading River. He wanted to create a playground for wealthy financiers from Wall Street, scientists, and artists. And he got there. He was able to snare Nikola Tesla, who bought 200 of his acres and built his famed laboratory out there. So this is our radio show to honor Tesla and to inform people and to help, I guess, track the progress of the project to turn Nikola Tesla's last standing lab into a world-class museum, science center, and business accelerator. I'm joined here today by Lisa Mirabelli. Lisa is with Vertigo Media. She works with us at the Tesla Science Center in helping to promote our message worldwide. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Mark. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic.
Well, we have tons of exciting things going on at the Tesla Science Center, don't we?
We do. It's an adventure every single day. I have to say that for the most part, just so we're clear, the Tesla Science Center on a daily basis is not yet open to the public. Our main objective is to continue to raise funding. We have enough money on hand to get started. We have filed permits with the town of Brookhaven and Suffolk County to open our visitor center. So we're rehabbing a small house that's on the property that'll provide some square footage for office space and for some small exhibits so that we can actually welcome the public on the property on a more regular basis. We're also just hired our architect and engineering firm, and that team is going to file our site plan process with, the town and the county for the entire property, not only that house, but the entire property and the lab building. Our focus is the construction. But that being said, over the past year and a half to 2 years, we have ramped up our programming, our education programming in local schools. We have a prototypical exhibit that has traveled from not only Stony Brook, the Ward Melville Heritage Center 2 years ago, but now it's out in the Silicon Valley in Oakland, where we have been inviting tech companies like Tesla Motors and Google to send their employees to get educated on Nikola Tesla to pull them into the project.
Well, that's pretty amazing. We have an exhibit out in Oakland that's representative of Long Island. I think that's pretty cool. So you're getting a lot of eyes on Long Island and our innovation that started here and the project that we're hoping to build.
So. You know, our big objective is to get capital funding, to talk to folks that philanthropically give. And the best way to do that is to show them what we're about. And so that's why it's important. We're doing an RFP on a more robust and larger traveling exhibit on Nikola Tesla and on this project. That RFP will go out probably within the next month, returnable by the end of the summer, and with fabrication starting this fall. By the beginning of next year, we'll have a new traveling exhibit that will bring more eyeballs to the site. But we have done some tours on site. My staff has convinced me to, you know, there's a lot of demand. People are at that front gate.
I mean, you can't drive by without seeing someone in front of the gate looking to take photos with the beautiful statue that was given to us by the government of Serbia, which is pretty amazing. And then, you know, you have the lab there.
Well, it's important to note. So, yes, if you're driving by 25A in Shoreham, right next to the Rocky Point or Shoreham Fire Department that is run by Rocky Point, you'll notice this old brick building. That building was actually designed by Stanford White, Nikola Tesla's one of his best friends, and that was Tesla's lab. And we have a statue up in front of the property, so it's hard to miss this property. But you'll notice people parked on the side of the road, reading the kiosks and the information that we've been putting out. When they see me driving on the site, they race around to see if they can get on the site, and they're from anywhere in the world. Yes, some of them are Long Islanders, but I would say it's 50-50. The other 50% are from anywhere in the United States or, again, anywhere in the world. they visit New York City or the Hamptons, and they drive out for the day just to get a glimpse of Tesla's lab. People call daily trying to book a tour. So we decided, you know, we
were they get have, engaged? Didn't we just have an engagement there? That was really wild.
On property. We have people that want to get married on the tower base. But so we've started programming on the site. Now, there's a longstanding event that my board started almost within the first year of having ownership of the property, because they feel that they owe a duty to not only the local community, but again, to Tesla's supporters, to allow them on the site and to celebrate Nikola Tesla.
Okay, but before you even get into that, I just want to bring up that the tours will start June 29th, and they are open to the public, and they'll be able to walk through the grounds where Nikola Tesla actually created and tried to harness the Earth's core, right, to build wireless technology, which was pretty amazing, pretty awesome stuff going on there.
That's right. So you have to go to our website and sign up for those tours.
Yes.
I don't think they'll take any walk-ins.
That's TeslaScienceCenter.org.
Yep, yep. And so that is one way to get on property. But every year we open right around Tesla's birthday. So Tesla was born July 10th at midnight, during a lightning storm, of all things. The man that has basically was able to actually start creating lightning and wow people in the in the late 1800s and early 1900s. So July 13th, which is the Saturday after his birthday, we will be holding an event on site. We do this every year. It's grown every year. My board started it small and invited folks from the local community, and it has gradually grown. We've had just under, 800 people last year,
wow.
Maybe 700, 725 people.
Amazing.
And we have consistently cut off ticket sales to ensure that we can continue to handle the crowd on site. And then we incrementally increase it every year. So this year we'll allow 800 people to the event. We have enough parking on site to handle that. It's a 16-acre property. But what happens at that event? We basically have a science expo. It's a family-friendly event. There's food vendors there. There are folks that are displaying historic inventions, like Tesla's inventions, to the newest and greatest things to play with in tech, like drones or 3D printers. And it's a great place. Robots, some of the robotics clubs that are nationally ranked show up for this event. Brookhaven National Lab, local community college, Suffolk County or SUNY Stony Brook, and their tech programs. They all come out and show their wares for the community. We usually have a live link worldwide. So we have, we had a little over 700 people last year in person, and I'd say probably another 100 people pinging in, watching our drone feed, watching our Facebook Live. And it's a really exciting event. So it's this July 13th, and tickets are on sale on our website, TeslaScienceCenter.org. It's a great way to get on site, especially if you own a Tesla Motors. We allow the local Tesla Motors Club and other Tesla Motor car owners to come and showcase their car. We usually have about 20 to 30 different models there on site. So I've never heard a complaint about the event. It's a very exciting event.
But this year it's even more special. Isn't that true? We're celebrating, I think, a pretty special event. We have a 100-year anniversary of the Tesla autobiography that he wrote himself.
His autobiography called My Inventions, which, it's great to hear straight from the horse's mouth about the way his mind thinks and how he came up with his inventions and what was important to him. And yes, it was 100 years ago since that book came out, and that's the crux of this birthday party. But last year it was the celebration of neon and his invention of neon. So there will be a theme. But then there will be the standard what happens during every birthday party. You know, last year we've had a number of local corporate sponsors like PSEG and BAE Systems, and we're hopeful that the Long Island business community will continue to be supportive, not only of this event, but by being supportive of this event and being supportive of the Tesla Science Center, it helps us launch this center. And what that means to the Long Island community is not only a fantastic museum that will drive tourism on the east end of Long Island, not only fulfilling our a mission that we all should have, celebrating a man that changed all of our lives with the technologies that he invented, like alternating current electricity, which we currently, you know, you look up at the wires running through your community, bringing electricity to your home. That wouldn't have been possible without Nikola Tesla. We'd probably be 50 years behind on electrical technology. And then hence everything from computer science to robotics to
virtual everything else reality,
everything that followed it. You know, you talk to a guy like Bill Gates. He said the Tesla invention of alternating current electricity is the most important invention over the past 100, 150 years. And everything is built on his shoulders as a result of that. That's a man that deserves a museum so that people, he was almost forgotten, so that people do not forget him. And so the other part is there's a little self-interest in it for the Long Island business community. We, the folks that helped save this property in that crowdfund, the folks that are starting to give and donate, it's a who's who of the tech community around the world. And by pulling those eyeballs to our local community, there's a whole goal to make Long Island the next Silicon Valley. And we've made enormous strides over the past 5-10 years, a magnet. And no pun intended, this is the site or this is the inventor that came up with the rotating magnetic field that enabled AC electric and the rotating magnetic field that enabled the AC motor that is in the Tesla car
today. Pretty cool stuff.
But this will be a magnet for the innovation economy worldwide to Long Island. So we need that Long Island business community to understand how big this project is, not just from a tourism standpoint.
So sponsorship started all different levels, right? And so we're kicking this off really with the birthday expo that we're having on July 13th with tickets on sale now on the website. But give us an idea of some of the sponsorship levels so they can get in from the ground up, right?
Sure,
this is something that it's kicked off at the birthday, but it lasts throughout the year with the many events that we have.
There are birthday party specific sponsorship levels from $500 to $5,000, and you got to remember, we are pushing out the message to now over 75,000 people worldwide. The message goes very far. We have an engaged crowd. When we go viral, more than 1 million people engage with our posts on social media. That's why it's important. It's not just the birthday party, but there are other levels of sponsorship that are a year-round sponsorship where you get recognition at the birthday party, you get recognition at a gala, which is coming up on September 24th or
26th.
26th. You get special recognition at our holiday
lighting.
Yep. And you get special recognition on our website and in our newsletter. Again, to
and not only that, but we have to talk about our social media presence. I mean, our reach on social media, we're over 75,000. We get constant engagement. Any corporate sponsor that wants to reach a local our audience would be silly not to take advantage. But then if you even want to reach a global audience, you would be even sillier not to take advantage. So we really urge you to get involved now. Again, we're building the Silicon Valley-like presence here, right here on Long Island. We want the kids to be involved. We want to see you come down on July 13th. It's going to be a day of fun for the whole family. We're going to have robotics. We're going to have inventions. We're going to have guest speakers. Great food. Lots of entertainment and lots of fun. So please.
I'm going to jump in. I know we only have a few seconds left, but you know, I hope you heard this programming. I hope it gave you some ideas or inspired you to get involved. If there are thoughts that you have where you can be helpful, Feel free to reach out to me directly. I'm the executive director of the Tesla Science Center at Wardenclyffe. Our website is teslasciencecenter.org. Our phone number is 631-886-2632. Or you can get me at info@teslasciencecenter.org is our email. I really hope to see you at the birthday party and hear from you. Thank you so much.
Tesla's Temple to Tech airs Sunday mornings at 8:45 right here on 1100 WHLI. Or go to WHLI.com/Tesla for podcast library.